Okay, my name is Dennis Hildebrand, and I'm running for a school board trustee. I mean, probably the biggest reason why I want to do this is because of my recent and relevant experience with the system. I've got a 10, almost 11-year-old son, and he was a part of that system for the majority of his young life so far. I had an opportunity to interact with teachers, interact with principals, superintendents, and, you know, that's it's been a sort of an eye-opening experience. I'm always kind of amazed how much has changed in the education system since I was in it and how much has stayed the same. There are big challenges now. There were big challenges then. But for me, it's about bringing the parents' voice back to the table, getting the parents involved again. That's why, you know, my email address is the parents trustee. I am a parent, and that's who I want to get re-engaged in the system.
Should you be elected, what would your top three priorities be?
Okay, so my top three priorities, obviously, first of all, is the parent's voice. You know, I thoroughly believe that parents are the best role models for their kids. They're the ones who fund the system through their taxes. They're the ones who engage with people at all levels of government, at all levels of the organization of education. And I think that they're the ones who need to get their voices heard again. I also think that my next priority would be teachers. They need the resources that they need when they need them. And that's without equivocation. They need those resources so they can get on with the business of education. And the third priority would be the administrators themselves. There has to be a level of accountability, a level of humility with being a leader in education. And their focus has to be squarely on safety in the schools.
How do you understand the difference of issues facing rural schools and urban schools? How will you work with other trustees to balance these different interests?
Yeah, so, I mean, in our province, you know, it's still, we have a huge urban-rural divide. Ontario's kind of always been like that. Now, that being said, you know, we have 70% of our population of 13.5 million people living in our cities. So, there are more similarities, I think, than there are differences between the two. Everybody wants a safe school. Everybody wants a supportive learning environment. They don't want schools that are crumbling down around their ears. They want a public school system that is responsive and preparing kids for what they need to do now and in the future. So, I mean, those are the similarities. But the biggest issue, of course, between the two is safe transportation, especially in the rural areas, getting people around, accessing those schools that are not neglected, you know, especially in the rural areas and in our inner cities as well. So, like I said, there's a lot of common ground there. But I think that when the rural and the urban groups combine, they make a powerful voice to government and school boards and all the rest of the various levels of the organization.
What was your response to the provincial bill to repeal the 2015 revised sex ed and health and PE curriculum? What will you do if there are similar drastic legislative changes coming down from the province?
Well, I mean, I have spent the vast majority of my career so far working in the community. I worked in community mental health. I was a strong advocate for against the government's proposed idea of defunding vocational programs for persons living with disabilities. So I have a lot of experience working at both the provincial levels and at the local level as well in the communities. So, I mean, my response would be to activate my advocacy, you know, bring forward the voices, the ideas, the empirical evidence that's needed to really make the best possible case to the government and challenge back anything that might be perceived as a threat to the way our community operates. I think it's incumbent on us as trustees not to necessarily go looking for or entertain an adversarial relationship with the government. I think it behooves us to work with government to understand where government's coming from, because they do represent the will of the people. At the same time, trustees are the best possible advocates for their communities, because they're the citizens who live, work, and breathe right in those communities. So we need to find that balance for sure.
And you've alluded to this a bit, but my question is, what role do you think the community at large plays in shaping education?
Well, I think that in Ontario, I mean, we have such diverse communities. Communities are changing all the time. It's not just demographic. Ideas also shape and mold communities. And as ideas change, I think that, you know, we have to find ways to be responsive to that. Our grassroots communities, the folks, and that's the reason why I really focus on parents as being sort of that pivotal group in education. They're the ones who know what it is to, you know, maybe be food insecure or have a difficulty getting dental care for their child, or, you know, have resources that they might be able to share with others. I mean, there's day-to-day issues that really mold the larger issues, the macro issues. So I see there's a direct connection with what happens between, you know, getting your kid to school, feeding them, you know, making sure the homework is done, all the way up to policy at the governmental level. It shapes everything, is all interconnected, and I think that day-to-day activities shape what we need to do now and in the future.
Okay, those are all my questions, and we've got a bit of time left, so I'll give you about 90 seconds, let's say, to if there's anything else you want to add to be included in the interview.
Sure. I mean, there's an exciting part to all this, of course. Not only the opportunity to represent the community as a trustee, but to be the parent's voice at the trustee table. Too many parents feel that education is a hands-off enterprise, and they should not feel that way. They need to be actively involved. They need to know how the system works. They need to know how the organization works and what their trustee can bring to them. And I'm not just representing parents. I want to work with teachers. I want to work with administrators. I want the entire team pulling together in order to deliver the best possible public school experience.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much for making the time to do this interview.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.